Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week it's another edition of Bonus Time for the week of May 16th. Just a reminder of the ongoing contest on Twitter for each retweet. It's another entry for the Thor bobbleheads, the Funkos. But you must be following me. I had a post that recently had like 150 retweets, and most of them don't follow me, so I don't really think that's going to count, because I don't think I could DM them the information anyways. So you must be following me, winning that, and retweet some of my tweets. This week's tip of the week is don't fight for somebody to stay in your life. If they want to leave, just let them go. I wish the version of myself could hop in a time machine and tell myself things 20, 30 years ago that I wish I would have learned that way. If somebody wants to leave, it's probably for a good reason. Let them go. Relationships come and relationships go. I mean friendships. I mean regular relationships. I mean family. I know a lot of people are like, family? Yeah. I don't know about your family versus my family. I've had family that just like, nah, I'm good. I'll peace out. I pretend like you don't exist. All right. That's fine. Actually, for me, it's given my family situation, not my immediate family. But as a whole, I could really care less. They can come, they can go, whatever. It sucks, but you just kind of get over it. But I kind of recently had a flashback of times where I was like, oh no, don't leave. Don't, you're my best friend. Stuff like that. Stupid things that I haven't thought about in a while just recently came back up. And I don't know. It wasn't a good look back then of thinking about these people and my life and how to get them to stay. And I thought I wouldn't do anything. And it was so insecure. It was so stupid. But easy come, easy go. There's always going to be another relationship. There's always going to be another friendship. Maybe not always going to be another family member, but can't make your family. It's just kind of, those are the cards you're driven. But if somebody wants to leave, let them leave. Be graceful about it. Wish them luck. Move on. You're doing yourself all the favors in the world. Pretend like they don't even exist. That's what I do. And it just happens. There's no other way around it. So enough of that whimsical nonsense. Let's get into upcoming releases and dates. Chip 'n Dale hits Disney Plus May 20th. And I have to admit, I've been seeing a ton of reviews about this already from the people that had early access. I'm jealous. I'll get there one day. And everybody's ranting and raving about it that I'm literally, I even changed my banner on Twitter to be Chip 'n Dale. And no, I'm not talking about this SNL skit with Patrick Swayze and who was that? Chris Farley? The actual Chip 'n Dale, the Disney characters. I'm probably going to do a review about it. Probably my first kids one. Kind of excited about it. The Valet comes out on May 20th on Hulu. If you haven't seen this already, it's a movie star, I believe. Mara Weaver. And she basically, I don't want to say hooks up, but gets with one of her valets at a resort or a hotel, and is to distract her from the fair that she has going on. It's supposed to distract the paparazzi. Downton Abbey is the big movie release this week in theaters. The New Era. I've seen most of the Downton Abbeys with my wife. They're enjoyable. I don't know if that's a movie theater experience for me, but I thought it was good television. It was great acting. Men also comes out on May 20th. I don't really know much about this. I haven't looked into it. I believe it's some type of thriller or maybe a horror that I need to read more about it. What I do know a little bit about is Emergency coming to Amazon Prime Video on May 20th. This one's about three gentlemen that find a woman that's passed out that clearly needs to go to a hospital, probably from an overdose or some sort, but they struggle with how to get her there without being questioned themselves. I think it's an interesting idea. I will be watching it, and I will be doing a review on it as soon as I possibly can. Series releases. The Night Sky on Amazon Prime Video comes out on May 20th, actually, I believe. And this has got Sissy Spacek and J.K. Simmons. It's got 8 episodes long. Early critics are slamming this one, saying that there's no depth there, but I guess we'll figure that one out, and I will let you know as I can. But next week has two big series coming out. Obi-Wan Kenobi is on May 27th, which is next Friday on Disney Plus, and Stranger Things 4 is on Netflix on the same day. I'm excited for both those, and I can't wait to review those and get them out to you as soon as I can. I don't know if I'll do an episode by episode, but we shall see. Recapping the week, I did get a funny text from my oldest son. We were at a baseball game with the other two, but he was not able to go. Because he was working, and he texts us that he was home, and he was home safe, like as he always does. And he says, we text him, like, hey, what are you about to do? He says, I decided I'm going to watch Super Troopers 2, or no, Starship Troopers 2. Super Troopers 2, that would have been better. But Starship Troopers 2, I'm like, ooh, not a good call. I'm like, that's pretty terrible. He's like, well, the first one was awesome. This one's got to be good. I'm like, oh, you're about to learn a lesson here, son. About an hour later, he's like, oh my God, Dad, this is terrible. I'm like, I told you. But anyways, Doctor Strange came out on May 17th. I had probably a different take on that than the average cat. It's still entertaining. It's still a borderline must-watch for me. If you're not a superheroes fan, why would you watch it? But if you are, you would enjoy this. One bummer part, and I don't really think I mentioned this in reviews, that the trailers give way too much away, and they should not have done that. But Operation Mincemeat came out this week. That came out on Tuesday. And so did Flight Attendant Season 2. That is a must-watch for me. You have to watch it. I know there's still two more episodes or one more episode to come out, but it's not going to change my review. It's great television. Give it a watch. That's on HBO Max. And Windfall came out on Netflix. So I reviewed that one. I don't know if that really moves the chain for me. That's a review once and probably dump it from your memory bank forever. Let's kick off the entertainment news segment. And I could have probably deleted everything else and gone into this. There's so much going on. And I probably only filled half of my cup of what I could have filled in here. But it was just so much. And I came out finding, I'm like, ooh, I want to talk about this. Ooh, I want to talk about this. Ooh, I want to talk about this. But I got to stop that. Doctor Strange, as I mentioned earlier, dropped 67% into its second week. And it's on par with most recent Marvel movies. It made $61 million in its second domestic week, which is still going to be good enough for the number one spot. This week, I can't imagine anything else topping it, like Downton Abbey, maybe Men. A lot of people have been talking about Men, but I just kind of doubt it. I just think Doctor Strange is going to reign supreme for one more week. Reign supreme. Supreme Sorcerer. There's a joke in there somewhere. I got to figure that out. The Boys Season 3 got a new trailer ahead of its June 3rd release on Amazon Prime Video, and it looks amazing. I nerded out. I probably retweeted 15 different things. Sorry for all the followers that follow me on Twitter. I really like The Boys, and it looked amazing, but it's a trailer. I gotta temper myself. Rumors are that House of Dragon Season 2 might have been picked up already, and if true, it's a great sign for the future of the franchise. I think it would only get picked up if Season 1 is being viewed in the focus groups and tracking groups, and it's been tracking extremely high. I have yet to find any type of confirmation that this is true about House of Dragons getting a second season already. If I do find something what I believe to be official, I will let you know. Bullet Train moves back from its release on July 29th all the way to August 5th. I believe that's just the following week. That's the one with Brad Pitt. It looks like a group of assassins, maybe, trying to get a case on a train. I heard quite a bit of hype about that. Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken. I feel like I wish I had the guys from There's a Better Podcast to do the Christopher Walken voice. I can't do it. Has been casted as the Emperor in Dune 2. I think this is either going to be a brilliant move or a massive swing and miss. I have no idea. I don't think it's going to be in between. But it's Christopher Walken. You got to get the... Why do I say his name like that? He gets the benefit of the doubt, right? Crimes of the Future got a new poster ahead of its June release, and it looks interesting. The funny thing about this, I can't find the June actual release date for that. June's right around the corner. Like, where's the date at? If somebody knows that, please send it to me at ommrpodcast@gmail.com. I'd appreciate that. In surprise news, the Predator prequel called Prey, there's a lot of P's in there, it's releasing on August 5th on Hulu. And wow, as soon as I saw this, I'm like, Hulu's really been stepping up its game lately. I really appreciate it. We got Only Murders in the Building coming out here real quick. Been watching a couple other things, and Hulu is just on fire. You can see the trailer on my Twitter feed right now. It does look pretty good. It looks like it goes back into primitive times. If that's the case, and you have a predator, a master hunter, hunting down only primitive people, that seems like an overkill. Like, if it's just going to sit there and bashing through a whole civilization, yeah, I'm not sure about that. Geeked Week is not until June 6th through the 10th, but we got a sneak peek at Gray Man, The Sandman, Stranger Things, Umbrella Academy, Shadow and Bone, Resident Evil, First Kill, and I could keep on going and on. But it was such quick cuts in the trailer that came out, trying to hype up Geeked Week, that I couldn't keep up with it, and I couldn't write all this, and you would probably be bored with me anyways. Netflix did drop a trailer of Spiderhead with Chris Hemsworth and Max Teller ahead of its June 17th release. Check out my Twitter feed more for that. It appears to be a drug trial of sorts with some significant twist, and I'm really looking forward to this. And it appears that Chris Hemsworth is the bad guy. What other movie is he the bad guy in? Is there one? We're so used to Chris playing the good guy, as in Thor or anything else, or in The Extraction, that I don't think we've seen him yet as the bad guy. Let's see it. Let's try it. Let's see what happens. The Mandalorian Season 3 is confirmed to drop either late 22 or early 23. I, for one, doubt it's going to be out late this year. If it is, what a Christmas bonus. Yeah, sure. Let's do it. It seems like it does come around Christmas each time. Like, maybe the first couple of episodes come out right before Christmas, but rather have a finished product, so if it delays into early 23, I'm all for it. Andor is dropping this summer, and Star Wars fans throughout the galaxy celebrating fun. It looks pretty good. They did get on the cover of Vanity Fair with Ewan McGregor, Rosario Dawson. The gentleman from Andor, his name is just eluding me right now, and Pedro Pascal for the upcoming Star Wars releases. They're going to be trying to put out 3 Star Wars themed series or movies throughout each year for the next foreseeable future. That would be pretty huge if they get those up and running. Lastly, I want to leave with you in the entertainment news. The movie theater experiences need to improve, or I need to work on my social skills a little bit better. I went to go see Doctor Strange with my oldest son. And as soon as we were in there, we sat down. It was weird that the trailers didn't start immediately, or those commercials that they played. They waited until right when it was supposed to start at 8:10. And right behind me walked in what appeared to be a drunken bachelorette party, which I didn't even know that was a thing to go see a movie. They were loud and obnoxious. As soon as the movie started, they were fine. So that I can't really say a whole lot about it. It was just kind of caught me off guard. And the person right directly in front of me took 37 selfies. 37 selfies. Yes. After the 5th one, I started counting, and it was on every platform imaginable. Nobody needs 37 selfies. This is why I have issues with Instagram. We've turned ourselves into a narcissistic society. Nobody loves themselves more than themselves anymore. What in the world is going on? And the worst part of this is, once the movie started, she stopped taking selfies, but 3 cell phones went off during the movie. And as she's randomly on her phone during the thing, she had to be explained what was going on in the movie repeatedly and loudly. So it was fun times had by all at the movie theater. What is going on? So I don't know how much of that you heard, but my dog was going bananas in the background. Let's finish up with the What Are You Watching segment. Season 2 of Hacks came out on HBO Max this last week. Season 1 was amazing. But how did Season 2 drop, which I knew was coming, but with no advance warning? There's been no media blitz. There's been nothing. That's actually a scary thing to me, because a lot of times if they don't invest in their shows, either 1, they think it can carry it by itself, or 2, it's not that good and they're just going to let it come and go. That's a mistake. I watched the first couple of episodes and it seems to continue on with that successful season 1, and it's not nearly as funny and it's almost a little bit more emotional, but it's early in the season and I'm going to give it some room to breathe. Flight Attendant, like as I mentioned earlier, I've already released the episode and it has, I believe, 1 more episode and it's finishing really strong. It's a great series. It's a must-watch for me. Critics will slam it, but some of them might question what you're looking at because I did not have those same experiences at all. I'm also finishing up on What We Do from the Shadows. I got to get a release out there of that soon. I think I have about a season and a half to go, maybe. As always, thank you for listening. Please refer a friend, somebody that's into entertainment news of any sort, or entertainment comings and goings, and wants to save some time by getting a 1-minute movie review. All right, till next weekend, we get some Obi-Wan Kenobi and Stranger Things. Dr. Strange and Stranger Things. Everything's getting strange lately, huh?